Sunny El Pacifico in Southern California, Rudy Canosa, Trillion Four at the Phil Henry Show.
Thank you. First of all, I want to say a very pleasant good day to all of you. This is Rudy Canosa. This music is ranchero, Mexican ranchero music. I love Mexican ranchero music. Don't get me wrong, but it's not Argentinian music. I come from Argentina, and it's kind of a stereotype, you know?
You're absolutely right.
What I will do is I will forgive you today, Rudolfo, but in the future. Also with me is Bud Dickman. Bud?
Yeah, you want me to change it out?
Perhaps later in the program, Bud, we can change that out, yes. But thank you very much. No, that's not...
That's not Argentina.
It is not Argentinian music. No, that is ranchero. I love the ranchero music. It's a beautiful country music. Ranchero music is the country music of the great country of Mexico. But it is not my own mountain music from Argentina. You know, the beautiful...
That probably sounds more Italian and everything.
That's wonderful for you to tell me that, Bud Dickman. But you are not Argentinian, are you?
Well, no.
Yeah, so you don't know. Argentinian music is very similar to Italian music, Rudolfo, if you've heard me sing many times in my home.
We have, you know, many times, Bob. I remember we have passed the time with a hearty jug of tequila of Argentinian wine to listen.
Yes, we have. We have had many a wonderful time around my table, the table in my home, my humble table in my humble home, for two. the allergies has been getting people, you know.
No, these allergies are very bad. I have a good news for you.
No. I know, I want to hear the good news, but I want to finish my, to say that Argentinian music. Yes, Argentinian music is similar to Italian music.
You can give us an example.
To give you an example.
But how come you're laughing and everything?
That's a part of the music, you see. It's much like a cowboy, American cowboy. Go, yo-lo-lo-lo.
Well, I'm not familiar with that, but...
Let me tell you something, bud. They told me that you are a kind of guy... You think, you know, you're the kind of guy that's going to...
But you're laughing about...
I'm not laughing. No, I'm not laughing. I'm laughing to keep from crying because I know it's...
I work with the boss here for...
What do you mean a boss?
That's what he is to me. He's my boss, you know? So listen to me. I work with the boss. And I know the things that he likes. I know the things he doesn't like. And you don't need to be popping with your opinion because he knows Argentina better than you do.
I know he knows Argentina better than me. I just was saying... About the singing.
But listen, let me tell you. Argentinian music. And when I say, aha, loco, Riverio, that is similar to the cowboy yodel. Now, you know the yodel, don't you?
Well,
hey, you know, grow up, will you?
Hey, boss, he talking about a yodel?
I know what he's talking about. This is why, Rudy, it's so important for me to do a show here on the Phil Henry Show. So important because... I know that when I'm away, there's an old saying, the idiom, American idiom and the English idiom, he says, when a cat goes away, the mouse is going to play.
Yeah, that wild mouse is going to play.
Yeah, the mouse will play.
All right, the mouse will play. And I see that when Rudy is away, then the behavior and the habits of the typical American man, it goes into the sewer. And this much I expect, of course, I expect that Rudy expects that. I know that you will go into the sewer if Rudy is not here to correct your habits. But I have to tell you that now that Rudy's back in town, you have to treat women with the respect and with the admiration and with the love and with the kindness that they are familiar with. And this is something American men, they know nothing. They know absolutely nothing of this kind of thing. But Rudy is here.
Hey, boss, that was so good, so beautiful.
That's very good, Mr. Canosa.
Thank you. Now, I will tell you this, bud. When you say yodel in the canyon, you are thinking filth and you are thinking crudity. And this is not what Rudy means.
No, I know you talk about yodel, though.
I don't care if I talk about yodel. Because I say yodel does not mean I mean yodel in the canyon. And because I say ahalahala, which I know you're going to start busting on me for, because all of you Americans, you don't understand this. I do this on your on the Phil Henry Show. I know Phil is a wonderful man. He's the only American man that I have ever met who understands Rudy. You know, he understands Rudolfo.
Mr. Henry's a good man. He's a fair man.
He's a fair man. He understands Rudolfo.
Mr. Henry is a very good man, but I fear that he is very naive in a great many ways.
How dare you say that about the man? He employs you, does he not?
He does employ me, but I feel it is in my position to help protect Mr. Henry from the weirdnesses, how weird everybody can be, and I'm not saying you're weird.
Yes, you better not say I'm weird. Don't put me in that category, okay?
I didn't say that, but Mr. Henry's very naive, and it's my job to protect him from being dumb and everything. And say, because a guy says he's going blah, 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 that you don't mean dirty stuff.
I didn't say it was dirty. Why don't you listen for a change, bud? Maybe this has to do with the metal plate in your head, because perhaps the truth is resistant to the type of material they use to the plate. Maybe the truth tries to travel into your brain like any truth would try to travel into a brain, and because of the material they've used in the plate in your head, it just goes, woo, bounces right off, you know. But I am here to tell you that that Rudy, when I say to a woman that I see, that I admire, that I like, that I want to talk to, that I want to meet, that I don't necessarily want to have sex with, okay?
Okay, well, that's the thing.
Yeah, no, the boss, he said the bosses don't say about sex.
You have to call him boss.
I call him the boss.
Rudolfo calls me boss, all right? I call him the Rudolfo, he calls me the boss. You don't have to, you can say Mr. Conozzi, you say even Rudy if you wish to.
Well, I feel my loyalties lie with Mr. Henry.
Then why are you even here?
Yeah, what are you doing here, man?
What?
Why are you here?
I'm here because Mr. Henry said that I should be here to assist you.
I don't need no assistance. I've got this Rudolfo's right here, you know, to help me.
Yeah, why don't you go peddle your papers, man?
Hey, you go peddle your papers.
All right. Never mind. Just so long as you keep your mouth shut and you listen to what Rudy has to say. Do you understand that much?
Yes, sir, I do. I just feel that Mr. Henry's being of the naivete.
What has this got to do with Henry? God damn it.
Already you're beginning to bust my ball. You know something, man? You're like, yeah, your mouth is going too much, you know? Why don't you listen to the boss?
I'm listening to the boss, okay?
Rudolfo, I've got this. Now, you listen to me. When I meet a lovely woman and I see her on the street, I say to her, good afternoon, miss. My name is Rudy Canosa, 234. Ooh, la, 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 la. See? Now, I don't go 234, but that's the count. And that is the timing. And when you're a man of the world and you're an Argentinian man who appreciates a lovely woman, a lovely woman, lovely, lovely. Do you know who just died? The great Joe Cocker. Do you know Joe Cocker?
Not that I'm familiar.
Joe Cocker did a beautiful song. You are so beautiful to me.
Oh, boss, that was the most beautiful song.
I know that song.
Yes. You are so beautiful to me. Now, when you do it in the Argentinian fashion that I have learned, I, Rudy Canosa, you would say this. You are so beautiful to me. Can't you see? You are everything that I hope for. You are everything I need. Man, I tell you something. You lay that on her. And friend, she can't say no. I am Rudy Canosa. We'll be back with our very first guest, our first phone call. And also, today is hashtag Christmas Day. Hashtag Christmas Day. And you'll be happy to know that the hashtag for today is Jingle Bud. Jingle Bud. What do you think of that, bud?
Hey, I'm part of the hashtag.
That's right. JINGLEBUD. What you do is go and place that hashtag at twitter.com/RealPhilHenry or go to facebook.com/PhilHenryFans, PHANS, and you post that at the Phil Henry fan page or you post that at the Real Phil Henry Twitter account. Jingle Bud, hashtag Jingle Bud. Remember, you must put the hashtag, correct, Rudolfo?
Yeah, if you're going to put a hashtag, even with the Twitter, because the Twitter does a hashtag now too, or Facebook, you have to put a hashtag.
Yeah, both times.
You know, both of you guys together, man, both of you, I put both of you together, I might get one decent rusty gate. But Jesus. All right, so the hashtag today, Jingle Bud, as we begin. Hashtag Christmas here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, filling in today, Rudy Canosa. As I am so sorry to say, I'm Argentinian, having to play this Mexican ranchero music, which is beautiful music, but it's not from Argentina. It's not Argentina, you see. Rudy Canosa. Rudy Canosa will be right back from the El Pacifico. I am Rudy. I, and only I, am Rudy. Terry Johnson here for Terry Johnson Ford. You know, this year alone, we're going to sell more Fords than we've ever sold before. Why? Because I say so. I got my sales staff together and I said, you guys are going to finally do something for a change. You're going to get up your dead cans. You're going to put the comics down, put down the funny pages, and let's get out and start selling some Fords. So this year, not only are these guys going to sell Fords, they're going to sell you a Ford here at our Ford dealership. We want to sell you a Ford. The Rudy Canosa Show from the El Pacifico. Today, it is hashtag Christmas, the first day of Christmas Eve, hashtag Christmas. And remember, the hashtag today is Jinglebud, secret hashtag Jinglebud. You have to hashtag there at Real Phil Henry at Twitter, or you have to hashtag at Phil Henry Fans, PHANS, at Facebook. Oh, you look so lovely today, and it's Christmas Eve in your red dress. I will put on my red vinyl boots. I will put on my red vinyl slacks. I will take you for the dance. We will whirl the night away to the Rancho music. Lordy, I holy. Ah, yes. Rodolfo is a nephew, Argentino. You know, it's an interesting name. He comes from, you're from Mexico, right, Rodolfo?
Yes, I come from Mexico. I really, my nephew, Argentino, he's from Mexico. His name is not Argentina, he's Argentino, but his name is a homage to Argentina because my mother named him after a ranch that she worked on as a young girl to milk the goat and to herd the sheep, you know, and she wore a little derby hat. She played a flute and wore a shawl in the marketplace. And many times we played I'd rather be a forest than a snail or some jazz like that, you know?
I understand, yes. So, Argentino, good day to you. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Argentino, tell him what you do.
I wrote a song for you, like a jingle, that they could play for you on your radio, you know, for the radio.
Ah, yes, I know. It's like American jingle?
Yes, it is. I hope you like. Is called That's Rudy, Rudy Canosa.
All right, go right ahead.
So without further ado, here it is. If there's a song for you to sing, it's a simple song, and here's the thing. He's smooth as silk and heard all over. That's Rudy, Rudy Canosa.
Okay, that's...
What do you think of that? You kidding me or something?
But why don't you shut it up, okay?
Hey, I don't want to see a gringo here. Say, we talk about a gringo.
Bud, why don't you shut it off, okay? Go get me something. Go make me a guava shake or something, huh? Go make me one of those yogurt shakes, all right? I like the kind we had at the Indian restaurant.
Yeah, the ones that are delicate.
That was a great song.
Yeah, I thought it was a good song. He's a Rudy, Rudy Canosa.
But my name is Rudy Canosa.
Yeah, but boss, you know, you see, two is to rhyme it.
I know his rhyme is smooth as silk and heard all over. He's Rudy, Rudy Canozer, but those are not my name, you know.
What about like a fake it or something, you know?
Well...
Let me try it, but I think it's gonna work here. Here we go. If there's a song for you to sing, it's a simple song and here's the thing. He's as smooth as silk, he's heard all over. That's Rudy, Rudy Canozer.
Hey, that I like.
Hey, what I tell you, the kid got you got some talent.
That I like.
You like it, huh?
Oh, I like that, and I love the way you sing that. Yes, that will be the jingle. That will be the song. Yeah. I can see it now. That's going to be the song. We put it up on the what do you call it, a marquee, right?
Yeah, you put a marquee on the Rudy Canosa.
Yes, hello. Play that again for me, Argentino, right?
Yeah, my name is Argentino Self Baloney, and...
It was called Argentino Self Baloney.
Yes, he's a Self Baloney. Self Baloney. See, he comes from a family of hog slaughter, you know, the cow and butcher. And they were butcher, they were self-employed, so they're called Self Baloney.
Argentino Self Baloney, okay.
Yeah, here it is, in the great song. If there's a song for you to sing, it's a simple song, and here's the thing. He's as smooth as silk and heard all over. That's Rudy, Rudy Canola.
Oh, baby, you got, you know something, man? You break my heart.
You like it, huh?
You break my heart, man. That's a beautiful thing. Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah, all right. Yeah, hey.
Soul brother, yeah. All right, that's it. What do you people think of that? Do you love that? Do you love that? Do you love for Rudy? At least be happy for me. Be happy for me. Okay, thank you. Well, today is a glorious day. This is Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve. We're going to have Santa Claus to speak with us here. What show, Rudy Canosa's show, or any other show for that matter, would make any difference is going to be Santa Claus. And just for you adults, it's actually Don Berman. From Channel 19 and News, he's going to be in the newsroom, but don't tell the children. The children come on and tell him it's Santa Claus, you know. We're going to have Santa Claus for the little ones. Now, I want to also say for you, it's too late now for you to order this buy on the online store. But if you are near your video cast this morning or today, and you see this, this is your jetée lingerie. Yeah, hey, you love that or what? That is the jetée lingerie t-shirt. Lovely. Sherman Oaks, California, jetée lingerie, right there. Now, this is a beautiful pink t-shirt, and this is in the Phil Henry store. And I want for you to think of to get this for your lady, because I am going to lower the price for you, because you're just a friend of mine, and I like the way you look. And I only do this for friends of mine, but for you, and for this very short-time offer, I will give you two for $30. Now, this is ordinarily a $20 value. I give you two. Rudy Canosa, jetée lingerie, beautiful lady pink tee for $30. Do you love that? You've got to be all over that like white on rice. I think it is the most beautiful thing. I am Rudy Canosa, and you're listening to the Rudy Canosa Show here on this Christmas Eve. This is Christmas Eve 2014. The Rudy Canosa Show will be right back. We're going to speak to Santa Claus. Maybe sing some more songs too, huh? I'm not a professional singer, but many people have said to me that you should be ready. The United States Marine Corps wants you. The Marines want just a few select special guys. We aren't sure if you'll make the grade. We're not sure if you're the kind of guy that would even make it past the first grade with us, would even get to the door with us, but we're willing to give you a shot. But it's going to cost you $1,000. That's right. You want to be a Marine? Give me $1,000. And even then, you may not make the cut. The United States Marine Corps. Christmas Eve here at the Rudy Canosa Show. Now, I know Santa Claus is going to join us. We're going to speak to Santa Claus. They tell me, though, I've got a couple of more phone calls here to get to some phone calls. Is that right? All right, let's get some phone calls here on the Rudy Canosa Show. And remember to keep your phone call as brief as you possibly can, because we do want to bring on the Santa. He's going to speak to the children. It's going to be so cool to have him to speak to the little children. First of all, go here to Angela. Hello, Angela. You're on here with Rudy.
Rudy, how are you? And how are you doing?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's right. It's me, Rudy. The lady you said, you called me a pig. You remember that?
You came on here.
No.
You came on here, you two. You called me a retard.
I called you retard because you're going la-la-la-la. No Argentinian man even talk like that. The only Argentinian man who would talk like that, I would think, would be a mental deficient. Someone who sits around the fountain, sits around the plaza there in Buenos Aires. And is begging for money. And this is the kind of the poor people that do that. You know, they sit around, they beg for money, and they have a platter that they put the coins in, and they go, bleh, bleh, bleh. You think they're drooling. You don't know what they're doing, you know? You look at the poor child, he's a drool. He drooled everywhere. But you're a grown man. You speak like that.
You know, you only lower yourself when you say those things. You insult the poor, unfortunate people.
No, you insult the poor, unfortunate people.
No, I do not. This is my way. You know, if you were a woman from Argentina that a man actually loved, then a man would walk up to you and he would go, la 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 la.
If the man walked up to me and went, just what you did right there, I'd call the police and I'd say, you got to get a taser gun. You got to tase this guy. don't even mess with it, because this guy is your officers are in jeopardy. Get a taser. That's what I would do.
So you would tase Rudy. If Rudy went to you...
If you came up to me...
No, I want to be clear. If Rudy came up to you and he said, Angela, I think you... Which I would never say, not in this lifetime anyway. I'd have to be reborn 5 times in another lifetime in a parallel universe for me to say it.
Now, well, you know something? I'd have to be reborn in a parallel universe for me to even look at you without even for me to throw up, you know?
What? Whatever that means. So anyway, I would have to be reborn for me to look at you, Angela, and say, la 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 la. But you would call a cop and have me tased?
I would have you tased for fear that you're having an epileptic fit or some kind of a brain lesion, because you sound like a fool and a freak and a fink. And that's all I have to say. I don't wish to speak with you anymore.
Angela, I want to say one more thing. You... Ah, God.
She hung up on you, boss?
Yeah, she hung up on me because she doesn't have any guts. That woman has called me before. She's harassed me before. She has said the things to me that, oh, baby. Things that I wish that... She doesn't understand that a man loves a woman. There was a song many years ago on American radio that I used to listen to when I came as a young student. That's right, I came to America and I was a young student at the University of Pacific. And I studied there. It was there I studied business. I studied the trade, the import-export trade. And I learned my trade on the world of business, the world of American, North American business at the University of Pacific. And from there, I went on to get my master's degree in business from the Occidental University. And from the Occidental University, then I went and I took even more postgraduate classes, and more postgraduate classes, and more postgraduate classes. And I tried to cram as much education and learning into me as I possibly could. And what do I get for my trouble? I go home to Argentina. I have that gal. The gal will speak to me. I have education. I have almost the equivalent of 2 master's degrees. I have the equivalent of at least 2 doctorates. And I have the cow calling me a pig. For a cow to call me a pig and a pig to say to the cow... That I would say to you, ah, la 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 la. Every Argentinian woman knows that that is an absolute, that's an honor for me to say that to her. And she's a goddamn. Anyway, I came to America and there was a song that said, when a man loves a woman, can't keep a man on nothing. I remember that so well. I'll never forget when a man, he loves a woman. And remember,
if you like the song I sing, it's a simple song for you to sing. He's smooth as silk. You'll hear him all over. He's Rudy. He's Rudy Cano.
God damn it. Get your nephew, will you?
Hey, Angelino, I got to come in.
I can't sing that song. Angelino, do it again.
Okay, boss. It's a pretty simple song. You need to start it right on the downbeat, you know? It got a 1-2 and a 1-2.
If there's a song for you to sing, it's a simple song, and here's the thing. He's as smooth as silk and he's heard all over. That's Rudy, Rudy Canosa.
Oh, man, you break my heart with that one.
Hey, okay.
All right. Yeah, Argentino. Very nice.
You like the way the young man sing?
Yes, I like the way he sings. What is it with you, Rodolfo? You're breathing on me, you're bugging me, you're crowding my space. What is it, man? You like one of those guys selling iguanas at the border. What's going on with you?
I don't know. Do you like the young man to sing? Maybe he can get a job with you or something.
What do I look like all of a sudden? What, I need some guy to follow me around and sing me songs? Man.
Well, no, but, you know, my family, we are simple people, poor people. Perhaps you can bring him to America.
Hey, whoa. Now, you watch that, Sunshine. I'm not here to,
Get off, Sunshine!
Hey, Dickman, shut your mouth.
You shut up, please. Talk to the boss. You shut up. You can't talk to me.
I'm talking to you to tell you to shut your mouth. If I wish to speak to Rodolfo, I would speak to Rodolfo on my own time, my own terms. I do not need for you to be speaking for me. Especially when already I had to defend you against this woman's accusation of mental deficiency.
She wasn't talking about me being a mental deficient. The guy down there going la-la-la-la-la-la.
What? The guy going down la-la-la-la-la-la. She was saying that any man who tries to give a woman her ad, never mind. What I'm saying to you, Rodolfo, is I'm not some guy. I'm not out here looking for day laborers, okay? Do you understand?
I understand it, boss, but Argentino can do... Hey, Argentino, come here.
Yeah?
Argentino, tell me what you can do.
I'm very good with horses. I'm good with hay.
Horses and hay? I don't have a farm, man, you know?
I can mend fences.
Look, I don't need no day labor. It's very nice for you to sing this song, but you have to understand, both of you guys, okay? I'm an import-import. I'm rarely in the country. When I am, I'm simply here to do a little bit of business. I go to my stores, your Tem Lingerie. I'm trying to sell these T-shirts. You want to help me out, both you guys? Buy about 1,000 of these T-shirts, okay?
Well, but boss, we're simple people. You know, you said you're pimple people. You hit me in the face. That's right, I do it again.
Break it up, break it up. God damn it, I listen to the program during the week. I listen to Philly has to deal with this. But I, Rudy, I do not have to deal with this. Argentino, don't piss me off. Do that song. Let me see what you got. Do it again.
If there's a song for you to sing, it's a simple song, but here's the thing. He's as smooth as silk and heard all over. That's Rudy, Rudy Canosa.
Man, that is beautiful. It's too bad I cannot use you for anything other than standing around singing. Maybe if I owned a restaurant or something, you go table to table. I tell you what, I got a friend of mine out in West Hollywood. He has a place on my sidewalk. You know, you walk on the sidewalk and the people, is they give you some money, you sing table to table.
Yeah, I do that. I can do that real good.
He does that real good. He does that in Cozumel in a tourist season.
You do that in Cozumel? Okay. I put you in touch with my cousin. He's got that night restaurant out there in West L.A. You go from table to table and you go, you know how to do that?
Yeah, I sing Allende Rancho Grande.
No, 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 not that ranchero jazz. Something that's very romantic, you know. And anyway, I'll talk to you later, okay?
Yeah.
All right, that is a great, great young man. Okay, we're going to bring Santa Claus on here in just a moment here on this, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, filling in Rudy Canosa. Rudy Canosa, and don't forget, you get two of the Jitem Lingerie T-shirts for $30, our special Christmas time special. I say Christmas time special special. You know what I mean, you know? Yes. Rudy Canosa on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll return in just a moment. Hello, everyone. This is Rudy Canosa, and I am in town just long enough to promote the new Jetem Lingerie T-shirts. You know, these T-shirts are a ladies' tee. They're pink. They're cotton. They're beautiful. And they come in this beautiful hot pink with a beautiful red design, the heart shape. It says Jetem Lingerie right there, Sherman Oaks, California. And then below it, of course, the Rudy signature phrase, la-la-la-la, lovely. Yes, these are ladies' tees. You can buy them in all sizes. And I suggest you get them for your lady. Get one for your lady in your life. Get one for the other lady in your life. Get one for the other lady in your life. I'm only kidding. Get them for the lady in your life. Get one, two, three, four. Two for the price of 30 now. Yes, a very special Jetem Lingerie Rudy Canosa price. You go to the online store, the Phil Henry website. That's philhenryshow.com. It's philhenryshow.com. You take a look at this beautiful Jetem Lingerie t-shirt. Look at this, huh? It's a beautiful thing. You put this on there and then you get her wet. You put her in the hot tub and you get her all soaked up. Okay, now the Jetem Lingerie t-shirt is hanging off of her and the wetness steam is rising up. It's nighttime and the lights are twinkling there in the bushes. It's dark and it's light and it glistens off of her flesh and you can see the shape of her body through the t-shirt. You see the shape of her body through the t-shirt and all you can say is look at her and go, my God, my lovely lady, la 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 la.
Soul American.
That's what you do. Sure, it sounds stupid. Sure, you might even sound like, forgive me to say, the retard, but she will love you. Love you until the end of time. Rudy. Rudy Canosa t-shirt. Jetem Lingerie, buy one, two, three, four, two for the price of 30 now in the Phil Henry online store. Yeah.
If there's a song for you to sing, it's a simple song, but here's the thing. He's as smooth as silk and heard all over. That's Rudy, Rudy Canosa.
Rudy Canosa, yeah, thank you very much. Argentino, this nice Rodolfo's nephew here singing for us. And it's time now to go to the newsroom there, Channel 19, because guess what they have in the newsroom at Channel 19 News here in Los Angeles? My favorite man in all of the world. I think everybody's favorite man in all of the world, Santa Claus. Santa Claus, how are you doing, huh?
Merry Christmas, everyone. Well, hello, Rudy Canosa. This is Santa Claus here at Channel 19 News, and I'm doing wonderful, and the wonderful people here at Channel 19 have offered their offices here for me to sit down and take a load off before I get in my sleigh and go around the world and deliver all the toys to all the boys and girls.
Well, you know, Santa Claus, I was thinking when I was a little boy, I think I was a good little boy because I got most of the toys that I asked for. My father and my mother were very generous, and you were as well, Santa Claus. But what about those little boys and girls that are not so nice?
Well, I'll tell you, if you're not being nice and you're being mean and you don't do what Mommy and Daddy tell you to do, and you don't do the normal things, well, Santa Claus is going to have to reconsider some of those things that he promised to get you. Oh, shit.
Let's dump that.
I'm sorry.
What happened?
It's a goddamn stapler. Get the stapler off the seat. I'm sorry, you're still on the air?
We are, but we'll dump all that.
Wow. Can we,
Tell you what, let's just dump all this. Don, what happened?
I sit down on a stapler. Look, guys, I'm playing Santa Claus, right? Get the stapler off the seat, okay? Do I gotta think of everything around this goddamn place? All right, and 3, 2, 1. Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas! Well, that's right, Rudy, and of course, the kids that are not doing what Mommy and Daddy tell them to do, they run the risk of not getting what they want for Christmas.
Well, Santa Claus, I imagine you've got so many things to do tonight, so many different countries to go to and so many places, but I know you do that with your magic reindeer, Rudolph. And do you know that my assistant is here tonight with his nephew, and my assistant's name is Rudolfo.
Is that right, Rudolfo?
Yes, Santa Claus, it's Rudolfo.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, wait till I tell Rudolph that he has a namesake among the people population. Not too many Rudolphs left around here. But you are Rudolfo, is that right?
Yes, Santa, Rudolfo is my name, but people call me Rudy.
Well, Rudy, I'm very, very... So your name, Rudy, just like Rudy.
No. I do not... no one called me Rudolfo. No, I was named Rudy right from birth. I told my parents as I was being born, and this is going to sound very weird, but as I was being born, because I was a rather exceptional child, I looked at my mother, I said, no, Rudolfo, no. Even though I was an infant, I was laying there, and I was still covered in the slime and covered in the afterbirth. I waved my finger, I said, no, don't you do it. Don't you do it. No, Rudolfo, you know.
Well, that sounds like quite a tale. I'm sure I don't believe it.
No, it's true. It really is.
All right, well, there goes a coal of a lump of coal in your stocking for being a lying, no two-bit... You better dump all this. Don't lie to me.
I'm not lying. I'm telling the truth.
You were born, and you're covered in afterbirth, and you wagged your finger at your mother, and you said, don't call me Rudolph.
It's true. It's like a family, it's a family legend. They said, don't you name me Rudolph, you call me Rudy. That's how I got the name Rudolfo, because we didn't have no Rudolph. We only had the, Rudy. Now we still don't have a Rudolph, we got Rudolfo.
No, I get all that. But you want me to believe that you're covered in the slime of afterbirth when you wagged your finger?
How many times have I got to tell you? Yes, I was an exceptional child.
Look, we better pick this up.
All right, 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. Well, that's quite a tall tale. Well, this is Santa Claus here from the Channel 19 newsroom. I better be shoving off. Ow! Ow! Cut it. Will you cut it, goddammit?
Now what happened?
What happened? I stubbed my toe.
Well, what are you, in your bare feet?
Yes. I was padding over to get myself some orange juice. I'm in my slippers still. I'm here at the newsroom. Get me some orange juice, will you? Get me some orange juice! God damn it. All right, are we still with...
We're rolling.
3, 2, 1. Ho, 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 ho! Well, Merry Christmas to all of you, and to all a good night.
All right, Santa Claus. Thank you so much, Santa Claus. And have a very safe journey around the world tonight.
Ho, 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 hemorrhoids. Hold on.
Yeah.
Roll back, okay?
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. Merry... Hold on, goddammit.
Hey, what's wrong with you?
Hey, don't worry about what's wrong with me. Take care of what's wrong with you.
Well, what is wrong with you?
I sat on that stapler and I stubbed my toe. Hold on. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas. Well, it's time for me to be shoving off, so goodbye, everybody.
All right, Santa Claus. Goodbye and a very Merry Christmas and have a very safe journey.
I will. Ho, 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 oh.
Now what happened?
I forgot to file my income tax, and I...
All right, that's... isn't he one? Hey. Yeah, hey. What about that guy, huh? Santa Claus here on a world-famous Phil Henry show here with Rudy Canosa. Well, I know I want to take some phone calls from so many of you. I took the call from the cow, and the cow will never call again. Do you understand me, Rodolfo?
I did not know. I am so sorry to take the call.
Never again. I don't want the cow to call. I don't want the call to cow. I don't want the cow to call. I don't want the call to cow. You know, anything, any variation of that. Don't want it. Don't need it.
Well, you know, sometimes you can't help it because people will crank call.
I understand about the crank call. Rudy gets no crank calls. Rudy gets no crank calls, okay? Rudy only gets calls from those who admire and love him and need him and want him and can't live without him. I am Rudy. And only I, and I alone, get the phone calls from the admirers. So go to Cindy. Hello, Cindy, and welcome to the Rudy Canosa Show.
Oh, hi, Rudy. I'm really a big fan. I'm so happy to hear you back on the show. And I'm driving along right now thinking how sexy you sound. Are you in town for very long?
Well, you know, I'm not in town, Cindy, for that long. I am, as you attempt tonight, to just look at the stock to make sure we're doing good for the Christmas rush. Then I have to go back to my home, and I'm dressing for a Christmas party later on this evening. I have to go back to Argentina, but perhaps I could make some time available.
Should be making dates on the air and everything.
Hey, shut up. The boss is doing something.
Yeah, he's making dates.
You want to shut your mouth? Just was checking a few details. Where will you be?
I'm just driving around the valley right now. I don't know. Do you know that Mexican restaurant over there on Ventura that everyone goes to?
Yes, I know the place exactly.
I'm going to go and have a drink. My name's Cindy. I'm about 4'11", but I've got really big, big... Actually, do you mind I'm short?
Well, do I mind what short?
Do you mind women short?
No, well, no, I mean...
I'm actually 4'10", but really huge boobs, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay, I can... Can I ask you a question? I don't mean to...
Go right ahead.
You're 4'10", with really big... How big?
Oh, I got a 46-inch, too.
Okay, 46-inch chest, you're 4'10".
Well, look, don't try and do the math. What do you think I'm... You think I belong in the movie Frings or something? I'm a very hot chick.
Well, is your head the same size as your torso?
Maybe. What's it for you? You know, I got a good look at you, pal. You ain't no dreamboat, you know. Talk about the head being the same size as the torso.
Hey, wait a sec. I'm 6 feet tall. Yes, my head's the same size as my torso, but my legs are long. I'm 6 feet tall.
What a freak. Well, if you change your mind, I'm...
That's...
Boss, I don't know. She's 4'10". She's got the...
It's fine. All right. This Rudy Canosa Show. Let's take another phone call. And remember that you're calling Rudy here this evening just to say Merry Christmas to him. We don't want to get into too many different things here. Aha! Dean Wheeler is on the line there. He's up at the Little Shrimp Jazz Club in the Bay Area. And right now on stage is his lovely wife. And that is Emeralda. And Dean, so long since we spoke. How are you doing?
Great, Rudy. Enjoying your program, and Emeralda's on stage right now. We wanted to know if there was a song you wanted to hear. We'd be certainly happy to play it for you.
You know, this song I want to hear is the song that she sings, Don't Get Upset, da 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 da. You know that song?
Oh, the one that I wrote, yeah. Okay, well, I'll request it and see if she can get to it. But we're having a great, great gig here tonight. We wanted to make sure that you knew that we're performing, and even though we are in the Bay Area, we would want you to come up and visit us if you have the time. How long are you in the United States for?
Well, you know, I'm only going to be here for a very, very short time, Dean. I'm going to, like I was saying to the young lady there, I'm going to a Christmas party.
Yeah, well, you were going to make time for her until you found out she was 4'10 with a head the same size as her torso.
Wow.
Well, am I wrong or am I...
No, but I mean, for you to make a big...
Well, okay, I mean, she sounds really hot.
Yeah.
Hold on. Do-do-do-do. Can you hear Emeralda?
Yeah, she's still doing that same song, huh? Well.
Yeah? Well, you got a problem with it?
Yeah, I got a big problem with it. I'm sick and tired of it.
What?
Hasn't anybody told you that we're all sick and tired of hearing her sing Creep by Radiohead? No one's told you this.
No one is. You're trying to tell me.
I'm not trying to tell you. I'm telling you, I'm sick to death of this song. No wonder the horn player is trying to aim the bell of the horn at her ass. Anything, something, to break up the monotony!
What an asshole.
I'm sorry, you know.
Hey, boss, you had to do it!
Yeah, that's right. I had to do it. There's no two ways about it. God damn, man. I mean, you know, it's one thing for a guy to break my chops, you know, and this guy, this Rudy Canosa, not Rudy, I mean, this guy, Dean Wheeler, Rudy Canosa, I am the guy. I am Rudy Canosa. I am the one who keeps everything straight around here. But this guy, with this continuing, the wife's career, the woman has got no talent whatsoever. Now, I asked him to, if she would do that song. He said that she would, so is he back on the line?
Yeah, boss, he is on the line, your line, too. I don't even know what he's going to... if he wants to talk to you or not. I think it is. Hello? Yes, he is here, right here, right here.
Okay, look, at. Are you ready to do this song, or do you want to get into a fight?
Oh,
well, okay, I'll do the song, but God damn, man, you know, this is really, it was really bad of you to say this. I just, it hurt when you did that, you know what I'm saying? It just hurt.
Oh, stop. Why don't you stop it? All right, let's do this new song by, what, is the place closed now? Sounds like there's people just, they're just leaving or something. Is that what's going on?
Well, yeah, everybody's leaving because the club's closing. I mean, okay, guys, one, two, and a one, two, three. Here we go. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Do I get to hear her sing?
What?
Do I get to hear her sing?
No, she doesn't. I sing this. Go with it. She won't sing this song because she doesn't think it's any good because she's tone deaf. She's got a tin ear. This song is a fucking hit, okay? Excuse my language, but it is. So I'm getting sick and tired of her turning me down. Look at this. Yeah. Blow that horn, man. You hear how he goes?
You know, this song's as lousy as that other song.
What a dick. What do you think?
How many times do I have to tell you this song is as rotten? This song is as rotten as the day is long. How many times do I have to tell you that? No. How many times do I have to tell you this song and the other song, rotten as the day is long?
What an asshole, man. God.
Oh, you're gonna hang up because you're ballin'?
No, I'm not. What a complete prick.
Jesus, last night with that real estate guy, now this guy.
Yeah, these guys are a bunch of pussies as Americans, you know?
Hey, watch it, will you?
Hey, you watch it, Dickman. This song sucks. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Dean. This song blues. Okay, this does not get the Rudy seal of approval. Fuck.
Yeah, you can't even talk good. Have a little time. I just like the song. That's all.
All right, Dean. Thank you. Good luck. Good luck with all of your endeavors, you know. And I hope to God, just cut. Will you hang up on that guy? Thank you very much, Dean. Good luck with you and all the endeavors that you make and all of the stuff what you do, because you blow me away, man. That stuff is bad. All right. Rudy Canosa here on this Christmas Eve. Remember that tomorrow it is going to be Ed Elcott on Christmas Day from the Elcott Renewery there in Palm Springs, California, as he celebrates the day that you call Christmas. We all celebrate Christmas, but Dr. Elcott and the rest of those freaks,
In other words, you don't call him free.
I'm sorry, but the rest of those people, you know. All right, so until we meet again, this is Rudy Canosa wishing you a very, very Merry Christmas. A very Merry Christmas, a very Happy New Year. And may all of your dreams come true. And remember, from Rudy, from me to you. The Rudy Canosa Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for the Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved. On the Sideshow Network.
Falsa rienda, daba ventaja a su madre. Muy pronto dejó a su padre, con dos cuerpos le ganó. Era de pelo retinto, dos albo y con un lucero. Muy fachoso y bigotero, y lindo de corazón.
Era lindo.
De una higuera y en el potrero quedó. Cuando el sol muere y la...